Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and that means Chuck Muth Day. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joins us every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. He is joining us from Northern Nevada on our City National Bank guest hotline. He is not yet back from the Basque Fry. He has that Basque Fry aura all around him, and he simply can't leave it. He's still at the Corley Ranch, I think. Let's find out. Where are you, Chuck Muth?
Actually, I'm sitting among a grove of tall pines in South Lake Tahoe. This is truly God's country up here.
Oh, I love that. I love it. Let me ask you, I didn't get a chance to hook up with you at the Bass Fry, and I'm sorry about that. I was tucked away in our Sprad's RV mobile broadcast center and never had a chance to hook up. But what did you think of this fourth annual?
Yeah, I started to head over to see you with our mutual friend Tom Dickman, and sidetracked on the way and did catch up. But what a great event.
No, I thought it was great. Kellyanne Conway, I thought, was absolutely outstanding. Devin Nunes, even Grover Norquist. I didn't see him on the schedule, but he showed up.
Yeah, he's. I know a lot of people find that funny that a conservative would be going to Burning Man, but he's been gone for the past 6 years. And he was at Burning Man, heard about the Basque Fry, and got in his car, drove down just for the Basque Fry, and then headed right back to Burning Man afterwards.
What does a guy like Grover Norquist have with any of those millennial under 25s that are there smoking dope and having fun at Burning Man?
Well, you know, Grover has always had a strong libertarian live and let live streak about him, and you know, they may not agree on everything with the most of the folks who go up to Burning Man, but that live and let live attitude, you know, that's a solid strain that runs through the participants and the attendees, and he fits in quite well. And I think they really enjoy having someone like Grover that you would not traditionally think would be a burner, but certainly is, and he loves it. He goes every year.
You think he gets naked?
I don't know. I've never. Thanks for that visual, Kevin.
Oh, God. Yeah. Me too. Me too. Let me just ask you. One of the common thread that ran throughout most of the Basque Fry was the name Paul Laxalt and Bob List and so many others waxed poetic about the passing of our former governor and former senator. Your thoughts of the passing of Paul Laxalt, and will we ever reach a period where somebody who is as civil as Paul Laxalt will end up being able to do business in Washington?
Oh, I think so. We're at the height of brutal politics has been around since our founding days. I mean, let's be honest about that. It's not something new and different here. The strain seems to be greater at times. But I think, Kevin, that eventually the public's going to get tired of it and will rise up and say enough is enough, and it will get tamped down. It's very similar to what happened, I think, with Donald Trump. I mean, who would have ever expected Donald Trump to become president of the United States? But voters in large numbers just got so fed up with what was going on in D.C. from both sides of the aisle, with the swamp and the, you know, the buddy-buddy stuff and the money and the lobbyists. And they, you know, finally reached a tipping point where they said, that's it, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And that's how someone like Donald Trump was able to get elected. And I think there could be a backlash brewing against this negativity in the electorate, coming mostly from the left right now, as far as the violent demonstrations and hitting people simply for wearing a Make America Great Again hat, that sort of thing. I think there's going to be a backlash against that. So, yeah, I think there could be a return to some civility in certain quarters in the electorate before too long.
What do you think of the civility or lack of same so far? I know we are under 70 days away from a midterm election, and statewide we've got some tight ones. In fact, all of the three major races, CD3, the governorship, the senators, all of those seem to be razor-thin margins right now. What about the level of civility in those races? We've seen some nasty ads so far.
We have, and it's very frustrating for me because to me, as a political consultant, I look at these ads, and they're identical to ads that ran 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. It's part of that whole D.C. culture. You know, you have dark images and, you know, really, really bad music behind it that just designed to scare the heck out of people. The ads take a scintilla of truth and then blow it up into this, you know, mountainous accusation that's just actually false. And it all is part of that D.C. Beltway mentality that the political consultants come up with. And it's from both sides. I mean, it's not just the Democrats. It's not just the Republicans. It's from both sides. And it's part of that political class. And again, I hope that we see some new political consultants coming in during this whole Trump thing while he's draining the swamp, that you get rid of some of that old garbage who just do the same cookie cutter commercials every 2 years and replace them with some people who are actually out there doing some really good work this time.
Let's hope so. I came on the air on Monday and I was so excited. I mean, I was genuinely excited because we learned late Monday, and actually it was yesterday on the show, that the Love Ranch is open for business. Dennis Hoff, thanks to Richard Boulware, the federal judge, reversed the decision of the Nye County Commissioners, gave him his business license, and said, be open, Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., and he was. And the girls are flying in. Your thoughts on what on just the travesty of what the Nye County Commissioners tried to do in bullying Dennis Hoff?
Well, first, let's go back to what we were talking about before about a change in the electorate. Look at this, Kevin. In the primary, Dennis Hoff, a businessman who owns brothels, at the time owned 7 legal brothels in Nevada, he was running against a sitting incumbent Republican state assemblyman who ran on a campaign promise not to raise taxes, then turned around, broke his promise, and voted for the largest tax increase in Nevada history. And in that Republican primary, the Republican voters thought that raising taxes was more offensive than somebody who runs a prostitution operation. So I think there is a real change in the electorate. They're looking for outsiders, people who can come in and shake things up. Now, what that Nye County Commission did in voting to revoke his business license was just absolutely outrageous. You know, and I've been, you know, kind of cautious. I try not to get paranoid, but it really isn't paranoia when they're really out to get you. And that action on August the 7th by the commission with no notice whatsoever on just a very thin reed, shutting his business down for paying his renewal fee late, even though they mailed out the notice 2 weeks late, and not closing the other brothels down, which also had paid their renewal fees late, was just so blatantly obvious that the judge said, yeah, we're going to reopen you now. Now, it's not final. All he did was issue a preliminary injunction allowing the brothel to continue to operate until the court case, the lawsuit, is settled. But it looks like, I mean, if you look at the facts of this case, that when the case is finally resolved, that it's going to be resolved in Dennis's favor.
You mentioned the temporary restraining order or whatever you called it. So when is the court case going to be heard?
That's a good question. This happened earlier. I think it was last February when they suspended his license, February or March. And then he went to court and they reopened the Love Ranch. And that case is still pending. So that's been months. I mean, the wheels of justice grind slowly. But the good news is at least he will be allowed to continue to operate until the court case is resolved. So, that's the good thing. But it'll be much better when it is resolved once and for all.
Let me ask you, though, the idea of government, if they really want to be out to get you, whether your name is Paul Manafort or Dennis Hoff or whatever, if they want to bully you, government can do that, and they seem to get away with it often.
Well, that's the dangerous thing. And if you put aside the fact that Dennis's business happens to be brothels, which are always just very controversial and grab the headlines simply because it's a brothel, the fact of the matter is it's a small business. And anybody out there who owns a small business has probably faced similar circumstances that Dennis has. If they get on the wrong side of a regulator or an elected official, if you own a restaurant or a car wash or, you know, any kind of small business, and you get on the wrong side of the government, if they want to find something wrong, it's just like a traffic stop, Kevin. If a police officer pulls you over and wants to find something to ticket you for, he's going to find something. And it's the same way with these government regulators and bureaucrats. If they want to find something on a small business owner, they're going to find something and they're going to make their life absolutely miserable. And the problem is most small business owners, you know, don't have the bravado and the ability to deal with the press and the courts the way Dennis has. And so they just have to suck it up, you know, take their beating and go on just to keep their business open because that's their livelihood. And you know, they go bankrupt if their business got closed down. Like what they did to Dennis. So it really is a problem, and every business owner knows it's a problem, and I think they can sympathize and empathize with what Dennis has been going through. And, boy, I'll tell you, the emails and texts and tweets that I've seen are business owners saying, thank you for standing up, because Dennis really is fighting for all of their interests, not just his own, in going up against the government with this.
Is this going to help or hurt Dennis in his election bid in District 36?
Oh, it's going to help him tremendously. Everybody knows exactly what's going on. Matter of fact, we're designing, and let me make sure I disclose, because I forgot to do that earlier, I am a paid advisor to Dennis's campaign, so everybody should know that. But we are putting together a full-page newspaper ad to run in the Pahrump Valley Times on Friday that outlines in detail everything that these commissioners did to Dennis so that they understand, it's not just he said, she said. You know, these are facts that have been laid out, and they're going to be able to see for themselves that, yes, Dennis is in the right. These commissioners did what they did to Dennis out of retaliation, and I think it's going to help him in the long run. People are going to see that this is a guy who stood up to Big Brother and stood up to big government and wasn't afraid and didn't back down and ended up winning, at least, again, the preliminary injunction. And I think he's going to end up winning in the long run, not only the lawsuit, but I think he's going to win his seat pretty handily in November.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. Since we last talked, John McCain passed away. I've been on air saying I have really wrestled with my feelings. On the one hand, you have to honor a war hero, a guy that served honorably in our armed forces. But then again, there is the policy issues that I so disagree with that John McCain supported. Your thoughts on the passing of John McCain and maybe the lasting legacy that McCain leaves behind?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Kevin. I think in the minds of a lot of especially conservative Republicans, you know, John McCain had a true Jekyll and Hyde quality about him. His service in Vietnam, what he endured as a prisoner of war. I mean, how can you not respect and admire the man's courage for what he went through? But then in the later years, yeah, he had that maverick reputation, And unfortunately, the Maverick reputation generally did not come out in favor of conservatives and Republicans. And in fact, you know, one of his final acts as a U.S. senator was being the one single deciding vote that killed the repeal of Obamacare a year ago. And, you know, that still sits with a lot of people very, very badly on the right. And to that extent, I think a lot of people who still are smarting about that didn't like his policy position, certainly didn't care for that. When he passed away, they had a lot of mixed feelings, and most of the smart ones just said nothing. You know, you never speak ill of the dead, so you may have had a disagreement with him. But, yeah, let's just celebrate what the man did that was great for America. You know, he truly was a great American. He served his country, even if you disagreed with him on a lot of policy issues. He was a great American, and, you know, rest in peace.
Is it a safe assumption we'll end up with a conservative senator, at least an interim senator, that will be appointed by the governor in Arizona?
I hope so. I think Governor Ducey has got a really tough decision on his hands. I don't know if Senator McCain's wife, Cindy, wants the seat. If she does, it's going to be very difficult, I think, to ignore that. I would hope that he doesn't appoint that. I don't like that passing a seat down from one family member to another. That's the sort of thing that you do in, you know, like England with the king and queen and whatnot. That's not America. I think that if it's not Cindy McCain, that Governor Ducey will appoint. I mean, he's a conservative. He's a businessman, a fiscal conservative, and I think that he will appoint somebody like that. And it wouldn't surprise me. I haven't read, Kevin, whether or not former Senator John Kyle is interested, but if he is, I think that's probably the safest bet to, you know, take a placeholder who's going to be in for 2 years, who probably won't run for re-election in 2 years. He'll serve out the rest of Senator McCain's term. He's been there. He's done that. He knows the drill. And then that gives everyone else 2 years to get ready to run for the full term.
Well, we know that Kelly Ward lost in the primary. Now, she might be available. And again, do you want to put somebody in there that's going to be, as you say, a placeholder, or do you want to put somebody in that can get a two-year head start on a re-election campaign?
Yeah, I think her loss in the primary pretty much writes her off as a replacement possibility. I mean, if she couldn't win the primary you know, against Martha McSally, you know, who's to think that she's strong enough to win a general election against someone else 2 years from now? So I think she's probably not going to be in the running for that seat. I do think that Martha McSally, she may not be the most conservative. I think Kelly Ward absolutely was the more conservative candidate in that race. But I think that McSally has the better chance to win the general election. And the ad that she has up on the air this that she put up last week against her now Democrat opponent, now that's official, is just remarkable. And it's so well done and so non-D.C. You know, she was a fighter pilot. I think it was in Iraq or Afghanistan. And her opponent was wearing a pink tutu protesting against the war. And what a clear contrast. And in Arizona, I don't think that pink tutu protest vote is there. And I think Republicans are now in a pretty strong position to hold that seat.
Chuck, when do you come back to civilization?
We were able to extend our stay another day, so we're now going to come back on Friday.
You know,
if I could stay up here, I think I'd stay up for another 2 weeks.
Isn't it beautiful?
So wonderful.
Getting up with temperatures in the low 50s, I absolutely love that.
You and me, but we actually had to put the heat on, which I know in
Las
Vegas right now.
Oh, my God! Poor Chuck Muth, he had to turn the heat on. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, you have a great rest of your stay up there. We'll see you when you get back.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, my buddy, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners, get involved, and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Larry Fitzgerald is supposedly speaking at the McCain funeral in Phoenix today. Yeah. So this cross-country procession will begin in Phoenix and I guess ends at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. Stick around. More to do. Live and local. Now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Erin Phillips. I ran into her at the 4th annual Basque Fry. They had a booth there. And in fact, they're going statewide. They've been a primarily Southern Nevada organization. But they realize that what they do is needed in all 17 counties. And Aaron Phillips will join us from Power to Parent. And we'll find out. There's some stuff going on that you don't know about. And it's not just involving the state board and transgenders. It goes well beyond that. We'll talk about that coming up top of the hour. Let's get to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Now you're leading off. What's up, man?
Enragement, enlightening and reminding your listeners, Kevin. Benedict Arnold was a loyal and patriotic and brilliant strategist American. He was wrongfully bypassed for promotion, and I understand his wrath. But to go to the point of treason, now let's look at McAmnesty. He made the series American Greed the Fugitive, greed being the operative word. He became a Soros sycophant, and may Christ have mercy on my soul, Unforgiven. Thank you, Kevin.
You're talking about John McCain, obviously. You know, and that's why we were talking on Monday that I've really wrestled with this whole John McCain thing, and he's going to lie in state in about beginning about 25 minutes from now in the Arizona State Capitol. And I never want to speak ill of the dead, but there were things that I really disagreed with John McCain on. His desire to create essentially amnesty for illegals. He and his wingman, Lindsey Graham. And I'll be honest with you, I'm still to this day wrestling, but the one thing I've kind of come to is he served his nation, wore the uniform proudly. He was a captive for 5 years at the Hanoi Hilton. And I'll simply tell you, you can't take that away from him. No matter how bad a legislator he may have turned into. And the fact that he would bully people. A powerful guy in Washington bullying people. I just don't like that. Anyway, back to your phone calls we go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Go to Judy.
Judy, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Judy. What's up?
I am appalled with this across-the-country procession. McCain was not a hero. He ditched his plane. If his father hadn't been who he was, he would never have been a pilot. He would never have finished at the academy. He caused grief for numerous fellow prisoners when he was in the Hanoi Hilton. Yeah, he had a broken arm. BFD. He is not Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln deserved the procession across the country to burial. This man, he's no hero. He's no hero to me. He divorced his first wife, who stood by him through the time he was in the Hanoi Hilton. He left her very badly, from what I hear. People who knew him say he's a big bully. Yes, you're right. And additionally, he got rich on the people's back. He married a filthy rich woman, and then he stole enough from our country to make him a filthy rich man. I have no respect for the man. Yeah, he wore the uniform. I'll tell you something. There's a buck private lying at Arlington somewhere or in a grave somewhere who did a whole lot more standing up for this country.
Hey, Judy, folks may agree with you, and that's okay. If you agree with Judy, call me right now. We knew the moment we were notified of the death of John McCain that he would be lionized. And if you notice, the lamestream media, the fake news media, they've gone out of there. I mean, this is everybody. Fox News, everybody. CNN, MSNBC, it is the one thing that has unified this country. that the nation's news media has come together to honor John McCain. You may feel like Judy does, but John McCain doesn't deserve all of this. Call me. Let me know. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Lindsey Graham. Let's go to cut one. He talked about it in military terms. You know, after every military operation, there is always a what they call an after-action report. What did we do right? What did we do wrong? Is there something we could have done better? This is the after-action report from Lindsey Graham on John McCain's life.
How would I characterize Operation Maverick? Wildly successful. It made the world a better place. It gave the nation something to talk about at a time when we can't agree on anything. Not universal acceptance of the life of John McCain, but pretty damn close. The only time MSNBC, CNN, and Fox are saying the same thing. And the only way that happened is because those of us who had the pleasure of being in his presence and those who covered him in your business want to tell the story. I haven't been approached since his death by cab drivers, waiters, cops, and they said, sorry for your loss. My name is Graham, not McCain. But I feel like a McCain. I don't know if I've earned that honor, but I feel like it.
Yeah. No, I will simply tell you that a lot of Americans feel the way Lindsey Graham does. You may feel like Judy does, and that's okay. I've tried to separate out my feelings. On the one hand, he wore the uniform proudly. You know, you can say, was he a good aviator, bad aviator? I mean, that debate has gone on for decades. But the fact is, you know, and did he get favoritism because of his dad? You know, probably. But anybody that gives up 5 years of his life, 5 years of his freedom at the Hanoi Hilton should be honored. Now, that doesn't mean that we celebrate his life as a legislator. That's different. There are things that I disagree with John McCain that 5 years in the Hanoi Hilton cannot change. The fact was, I think in the end, he was a rhino. He wasn't a maverick, he was a rhino. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In fact, tell you what let's do. Let's go to Jim. Jim's listening in Las Vegas on 790 Talk Now. Talk that rocks Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, Jim. You're up.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, man.
I agree with the lady that just called. I mean, McCain, I have a son in the military, and I believe everyone should be honored as a patriot. But as far as a legislator, I had no respect for John McCain. I mean, it was okay for him to come and talk crap about Sarah Palin after the election, and no one says anything, and now they respect him as a legislator, and he did harm to the conservative movement. No, he doesn't deserve any respect as a conservative. I agree with you. He was a rhino.
There you go.
And I met him. I've never liked him.
You met him? When? When? How?
I met him at a I met him while I was working. He was gambling, and I met him.
He was gambling? Oh my God. Well, okay. Well, hey, hopefully he left a nice tip and left a donation so that we don't have to have state income tax. It's met him when he was gambling. I wonder if he gambled a lot. Don't know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. If you're calling in, we'll get you screened. We'll get you ready to go. It's easy. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I need to take a quick break. I'm running way behind. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I love this. I actually love this. You know how snooty CNN always gets? This is CNN. And CNN breaking news and all of this, and Wolf Blitzer and, you know, Chris Cuomo and all these guys. Well, Tucker Carlson did, I think, a great service to the nation last night in that he outlined, probably better than I could, the major lie that CNN got caught up with. They essentially lied to themselves, to their sources, and to the American people. I want you to listen, and this takes a little bit. It runs just a hair long, but I wanted you to hear it in context. Tucker Carlson from Fox News, CNN getting caught in a major, major lie.
CNN is engulfed in something of a scandal tonight about ethics and accuracy that gets right to the heart of what they do. Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, now claims that he fed this story to CNN. Watch.
Well, Chris, tonight, sources with knowledge tell myself and Carl that Michael Cohen claims that then-candidate Donald Trump knew in advance about the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton. Crucially, these sources tell us that Cohen is willing to make that assertion to the special counsel Robert Mueller. I should say that contacted by CNN, one of Cohen's attorneys, that is Lanny Davis, he declined to comment. And of course, Chris, I know you're speaking to Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, and I'll leave his response to you.
So on July 26, CNN said with a straight face that Lanny Davis did not comment on the story. That was a lie. Not only did he comment, he was a main source. He admits that now. He also says that he can't actually corroborate most of the story. CNN seems unembarrassed by these revelations and is standing by the story, whatever that means. They say they have additional sources supporting the story, just not the lawyer for the man at the center of the story, who, of course, would know. Odd. Glenn Greenwald is a journalist and he founder of The Intercept, and he joins us tonight. Glenn, what do we make of this story?
I find it to be, and obviously this is a high bar, one of the most humiliating and scandalous moments in the entire media behavior of the Trump-Russia saga. You know, I've been on your show to talk about a lot of these humiliating moments, and this might be one of the worst ones yet. Keep in mind that in addition to all the facts that you just said, what's so crucial about this is that after Lanny Davis went on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and to Anderson Cooper's shock, admitted that everything CNN had been breathlessly hyping is true, was actually false, namely that Michael Cohen was there when Trump learned about the Trump Tower meeting in advance. The Washington Post and the New York Post listened to that and they said, wait a minute, we independently confirmed CNN stories based on an anonymous source, and our anonymous source was Lanny Davis, who's now saying the whole thing is false. So they did what they had to do and what they should have done, which is they retracted the story. They outed their own source. They said our anonymous source is Lanny Davis, and we now retract it because he says it's false. CNN couldn't do that because they lied to the entire world. They said, as you just played, that they tried to get a hold of Lanny Davis and he refused to comment, when in fact, of course, Lanny Davis was also their source, and they don't want to admit that they lied to the world. So they can't retract the story, and they can't admit they lied. So they're just continuing to stick to what everybody knows is a lie, but not many people care because people think, a lot of people anyway, that it was done for the right political agenda.
I love stories like this, where the haughty, snooty people at CNN are caught in their own lie. They can't retract the story because then they'd have to admit that they lied to the American people, and they did it knowingly. Lanny Davis refused to comment for this story. They knew about this story. That's what's so incredibly sad. Oh, by the way, Ron DeSantis, he was trailing miserably in his race for Florida governor, the primary. Trump endorsed him, came to Florida, And he wins with 55% of the vote in the primary. And then afterwards, get this. He actually thanks Fox TV hosts who came down there to support him.
We had some great surrogates. Matt Gaetz was out on the road with us, raising a little hell now and then. We had people like Sean Hannity come down, and Mark Levin, which is just phenomenal. I was endorsed pretty early on when no one said I had a chance by the incoming Speaker of the State House, Jose Oliva, and he's a great guy, going to do great things. Endorsed by the sitting congresswoman from Puerto Rico, my friend Jennifer Gonzalez. So we were able to really get a lot of great people on board, and I think the victory is a testament. You know, I was just a messenger, but you guys really provided the muscle and the know-how to get this done. So thank you, everybody who supported us. Thank you so much.
Now, today there's a story, and it's, I don't know, for some reason, Republicans always do this. Ron DeSantis went on Fox News and it's the worst thing you could do. It is the worst thing you could do when you have an African-American opponent. Ron DeSantis warned Florida voters not to, quote, monkey this up, unquote, by voting for his Democratic opponent, Andrew Gillum, who happens to be an African-American. DeSantis said during an appearance on Fox News, you know, this is a guy, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got a huge problem with how he's governed Tallahassee. DeSantis, who won his GOP primary the previous night, called Gillum an articulate spokesman for those far-left views and a, quote, charismatic candidate after his upset last night. DeSantis said, quote, I watched those Democrats debate and none of that is just my cup of tea, but he performed better than the other people there. So we got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. He then launched an attack on Gillum, backed by Bernie Sanders. He said, quote, let's build off the success we had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases. He has since walked that back. And I believe he apologized. I'll double check that. Coming up, Aaron Phillips, Power to Parent. You're never going to believe what the state school board's thinking of doing. And this has nothing to do with transgender bathrooms. That's the least of our problems. Now it moves into social studies. We'll see what you think coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.